Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Law enforcement sources say they are speaking with a teenager possibly connected to the murder of Penn State student Billy Schmidt last weekend. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the teen was picked up for another robbery in South Philly and may be responsible for a string of others in the area.
Billy Schmidt was shot in the chest as he chased after two suspects who stole his phone near 20th and Wolf Streets just before Passyunk Avenue early Saturday morning. Sources say detectives are speaking with a young teen boy who they believe may be connected to the killing. A vigil was held in the 22-year-old's memory near where the shooting happened. His father, Bill, was in tears.
It's going to be hard for me. We watched every football, baseball game together, and football season is going to be torture.
Police pushed out surveillance video this week in hope someone would recognize the two suspects. Investigators say there have been a string of robberies in that area, including one at Broad and Snyder, which led them to the teen. But they're still working to determine if he's their suspect.
Sources also say the teen was already in the court system for another robbery. Philly police say a man in a work truck ran over and killed a man who grabbed and pulled off his door handle on Ridge Avenue in Roxborough. KYW's Tim Jimenez the story.
This happened around 1 o'clock in the morning at Ridge and Leverington here in Roxborough, right by the Sunoco gas station. Police say a 60-year-old man in a cable work truck was going north on Ridge when 52-year-old James Patrone ran up to the driver's side. Chief Inspector Scott Small says he grabbed the door handle.
Was pulling on the door, actually broke the handle of the work truck door off.
Thinking he was being carjacked, police say the driver sped off, so Patrone fell under the truck and was run over. His head injuries were fatal. Medics pronounced him dead at the scene.
The driver went back to the scene and is cooperating with police. Medical professionals are concerned about the spread of disease as millions gather for World Cup events. Doctors in Philadelphia say they are ready to help sick patients during the tournament, as we hear from KYW's Connor Barkon.
Hantavirus and Ebola have made headlines this year, but doctors say the spread of measles is the number one concern locally.
Measles is one of the most contagious human viruses.
Dr. PJ Brennan is chief medical officer for Penn Medicine and oversees the medical preparedness at FIFA Fan Fest and Lincoln Financial Field. He says measles is especially harmful to vulnerable people.
There'll be small children here. We're sure of that. There will probably be people who have compromised immune systems. That's really top of mind.
Dr. Brennan says there have been a number of measles infections in southeastern Pennsylvania as recently as last week.
Doctors say vaccinations are the best form of protection against disease. They also encourage safe sex practices to cut down on the risk of sexually transmitted infections. A man is accused of stealing a minivan with a baby girl in the back seat Thursday night and crashing into a police car and several other vehicles in Northeast Philly. Police say the girl's 34-year-old father stopped at Rita's Water Ice on Frankfort Avenue in Holmesburg just after 8 o'clock in a Toyota Sienna with his 2-month-old daughter and girlfriend. According to authorities, as the father waited for his girlfriend to get water ice, a 42-year-old man jumped into the driver's seat and drove off with the baby still inside. Police chased the vehicle onto Roosevelt Boulevard, where authorities say the driver smashed into other vehicles before hitting a tree near Red Lion Road. The suspect fled on foot but was caught by police. The infant was safely reunited with her father. New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker today got a firsthand look at how Camden uses technology to solve and prevent crimes. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Senator Cory Booker watched from the roof of Camden County's Police Administration building as a drone rose into the air. Camden County Police are using those eyes in the sky to spot weapons and locate suspects. He also toured Camden's Real-Time Tactical Operation Intelligence Center. That's where ShotSpotter technology and license plate readers give officers a faster response to crime. Camden has had a much publicized drop in violent crime in recent years. Booker is sponsoring a bipartisan bill that would provide federal grants to police departments to upgrade technology.
I'm standing here in Camden where they're finding ways, even without those extra resources, to make tremendous progress.
The senator says he wants New Jersey to stay ahead of the curve because technology ages quickly. The warning period is over. If you're caught on camera speeding on Frankfurt Avenue in the Northeast, you will get a ticket. This is the stretch from Robin Street in Mayfair to Morrell Avenue in Morrell Park. The speed limit is just 25 miles an hour. Tickets start at $100 for anyone going 36 or more, and they go up from there. The Philadelphia Parking Authority say camera enforcement has helped reduce speeding on Roosevelt Boulevard by 95%, and they hope for similar results on Route 13. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The KYW News Radio All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, proud sponsor of the KYW News Radio studios. Bring on the fun and bring home a new Honda with a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles and finally take that road trip you've been dreaming of. Now's the time to check out the Honda Civic and HR-V from Honda, the 2025 Kelley Blue Books KBB.com Best Value Brand. Your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.